Trump accuses Iran of shooting down U.S. helicopter and says the U.S. must respond. President Trump weighs in on the latest clash near the Strait of Hormuz after Iran is accused of shooting down an Apache helicopter during a patrol. The air crew were rescued and are in stable condition as CENTCOM conducts an investigation. The White House says the United States must respond to the attack, and authorities have launched proportional strikes in retaliation. The episode highlights growing tensions over a crucial oil corridor, with military assets deployed and inquiries underway to determine what happened. Trump claims Iran shot down an Apache over the Strait of Hormuz and says the U.S. must respond. Crew members were rescued after hours in the water and are in stable condition. CENTCOM says an investigation is underway and a drone boat located the crew. The incident heightens tensions in a key oil shipping lane. The U.S. is using Apache helicopters, drones, and fighters as part of a tougher approach in the region. U.S. says Iran shot down Apache helicopter over Strait of Hormuz. Two crew rescued. What happened? President Donald Trump claimed that Iran downed a U.S. Apache helicopter during a patrol over the Strait of Hormuz. The aircraft reportedly crashed into the sea off the coast of Oman, but the two crew members were rescued unharmed. The incident occurred as tensions rise in a region critical to global oil shipments. CENTCOM said the matter is under investigation. Hours later, the U.S. Army announced it had carried out proportional strikes against Iran in response to what officials called aggression. Rescue at sea and initial assessments. A small, sea-based drone system nicknamed Corsair helped locate the two airmen, who had spent about 2 hours in the water near the Omani coast. Two officials cited by reports said the Apache may have been shot down by an Iranian Shahed drone, but it was not clear whether the action was intentional. The situation triggered a rapid search and response to keep the crew from capture by Iranian forces, according to officials. Current status of the crew. The two crew members are reported to be in stable condition after rescue. The Army described the operation as the first of its kind carried out at sea with a drone-enabled rescue asset. Conclusion. The incident near the Strait of Hormuz underscores the fragility of a critical oil corridor and the risk of escalation between the United States and Iran. As CENTCOM continues its investigation, officials have signaled a proportional response while reaffirming a commitment to deter further aggression. The rescue of the two Apache crew members and their stable condition reflect effective search and rescue capabilities and care for personnel at sea. Looking ahead, a path toward de-escalation and clear accountability will be essential to prevent broader disruption to global energy markets. The episode also highlights the ongoing need for vigilant regional security, disciplined use of military assets, and careful assessment of threats posed by drones and conventional forces in this strategically observed shipping lane. Frequently asked questions. What did Trump claim about Iran shooting down an Apache helicopter? Trump said Iran shot down one of the U.S. Apache helicopters during patrol over the Strait of Hormuz and that the U.S. must respond. Were the crew members hurt or saved? The two crew members were rescued and returned to safety. They were in stable condition. What did the U.S. do after the incident? The U.S. said the U.S. must respond. Hours later, they announced proportional attacks against Iran. Where did this happen and why does it matter? It happened over the Strait of Hormuz near Oman. It is a key oil shipping lane and tensions, there matter for global oil. What aircraft is involved and what does it do? The AH-64 Apache helicopter was involved. It helps with reconnaissance, close air support, and patrols to stop threats.